This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest, Mike Engel. Mike is the chief strategy officer of an incredible company. It's onecosmos.com. That's one K, not C, K-O-S-M-O-S.com, onecosmos. And this is something so critical we all have to deal with. Guess what this is? It's our identities. We are all losing our identities. And unless a company like onecosmos came along, we would have bigger problems to deal with in 2022 and beyond. But they're going to solve something bigger than you've ever imagined. And that is to make it easy for you to manage your identity and all different size companies. It's going to be awesome. We've got a great interview. Mike, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm super excited.
Same here. So tell me a little bit about your company, a little bit about the history. You got some great co-founders, and take us through kind of where you're going on identity management and how you really solve a problem that most people don't even realize they have.
Yeah, well, actually they know the symptoms of it, but I'll get into that. So, Cosmos is Greek for the word universe. He said, Mike, one day we're going to have one identity that we can use anywhere in the universe. So when Elon Musk takes us to Mars, or even if you're just trying to log in between Social Security and Medicare and your bank and your Saks Fifth Avenue account, you're going to have one identity, and onecosmos is going to be the enabler of that. Well, the way that is working now in the digital world is you have a safe way to use a digital credential remotely that we couldn't do 6-7 years ago, but we can do now.
Your founders of your company, the co-founders, are brilliant guys. What innovation did they bring to identity management to really lock it down and really protect us?
Yeah, there's a couple things. You know, going back to 2017, the government put out the NIST, right? The NIST group that makes all the standards. They put out a standard called NIST 863-3. And Rohan, our CTO, his name is Rohan Pinto, was very much involved with that standard. That standard says, if you want to prove who somebody is remotely, you need two strong forms of identity. You verify them, scan them, match them to the person's live face, and then store a digital certificate, right? We know all about certificates in the enclave of their phone. So I prove who you are, validate it, check it all out, match your face, and I store a very safe secret right here in this phone.
Give us what an enclave means to you.
Yeah, enclave is one of those key enablers that materialized in the past few years that now allows us to do remote digital identity. So your enclave is a secure area inside your phone or your computer that's kind of outside of where your computer does its normal stuff, right? So we have CPU and memory and we have run programs. That's not safe, right? Look at what happened this week with Log4j, and with one press of a button, your system's compromised. But the enclave sits over here. It's outside and it's a very protected area that you can, it's where your, if you use Apple or Google phones, it's where all of your passwords would go. It's where your biometrics go, et cetera, right? When your phone boots up, this gets checked first for integrity, and it's very hard for bad guys to get in there. It's hard for even the FBI to get in there.
Would you call it a digital safe built into your phone?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Secure element, digital safe, secure enclave, those are common names for it. No, so we do use your real biometrics, right? So your phone biometrics are okay. That's your thumb or somebody's thumb on your phone, somebody's face, right? But you can have multiple faces on the same phone, multiple thumbs, right? So it's a step gap. We actually use your real live selfie as a strong way to prove who you are. And we encrypt that with that private key, and only you can access it. So I will ask you, I'll say, hey, Gary, I need to prove who you are. Send me a copy of your face. I'm going to match it to the one that was enrolled. Great. Now I have real proof that you are you. So the two enablers in billions of devices are the secure enclave and the camera, which are now in the hands of so many people. And we have a real way to capability to change the way people do things.
Who's using this to enable their clients, and are they enabling personal or, you know, business clients or government, or is it a mix of all the above?
Yeah, it is a mix. So we have deployed to Fortune 100 banks, large technology companies, one of the largest telco operators in the US, one of the largest banks in India, right? So we've got global deployments. We work with partners to give us global coverage. So an example would be, you know, monsternewyorkbank.com needs to get their 100,000 employees into their systems in a safe way, better than what they're doing today. That's the type of client that we will enable. Let's fix the employee login problems, but also the consumers, right? In holiday season, how many times have you had to create an account and create a username and a password with some crazy characters in the past week? It's probably quite a few, right? Today, we solve that problem by using your phone or your computer as the authenticator to get into a system, right? How often do you ever leave the house without your phone?
I've never left the house without my phone.
Yeah, so we use the phone and we have all kinds of other things we can do for people that don't have phones or don't want to use their phone because I don't, you know, don't tell me what to do or whatever. So we have a multi-step journey we can put somebody through to get them into a what we call a passwordless experience, where you don't even have a username or a password. You like the user experience would be as simple as, you know, since the pandemic, everybody's scanning menus with a QR code. So yeah, it's as simple as using your phone, the way you unlock it today, the way you engage with the restaurant, for example, to make a payment or, you know, a Venmo QR code. It's now that easy to authenticate with a very strong proof of who you are into a system. So that's why we're super excited about this. And our users, once they go passwordless like this and they have to go back for some reason or use some other system, you can hear the, you know, the args from across the country. So.
Well, a lot of those passwordless systems, they got big and they got hacked. I mean, you guys, you're part of an amazing team. You got funded by, I think, Forge Point Capital. You're very serious about cybersecurity, not only at the banking level, but even at the government level.
Yeah, we are. So a couple things on the security, the design of it is something we call privacy by design. Behind the scenes, we have a private blockchain backend, which means your identity, attributes, your ability to authenticate is as secure as the most secure crypto wallets out there, right? You know, when somebody manages their crypto wallet properly, nobody can steal your money. And it's the same with your identity. So the product we call Block ID, that is the underlying security mechanism, because if it can keep your money safe, it can keep your identity safe as well. So there's no central honeypot for hackers to come in and get. And that's really a big game changer in how it's designed.
People forget passwords and change passwords and lose passwords and use weak passwords. You've solved this at your company, at One Cosmos.
We have. That's right. When I put you through a passwordless experience, it's going to be as simple as you receive an email, you click a link or scan a QR code, prove who you are one last time, and then you'll have a passwordless experience going forward. So,
Mike, can I get One Cosmos on my phone? Can I use it as just a consumer, or do I have to get it through the local bank I use, or the credit union, or wherever I'm going today?
Yeah, today our focus is on solving enterprise and customer, right? So if you have millions of customers and you're responsible for their security, I can get rid of all their passwords. We don't have a B2C play yet, but some of our customers do, and it's coming. So right today, we'll solve, you know, any Fortune 10,000 companies' password problems. But anybody can come to our website and try it today. If you go to One Cosmos, it says right there on the front page, try it right now. And you'll just experience it within seconds and realize that this is the way of the future.
Mike Engel, you are the Chief Strategy Officer of One Cosmos, spelled with the number one and not the letters O-N-E. OneCosmos.com. You've made it through my hot seat. I'm excited to meet you guys at RSA and to continue to watch your growth. This company is phenomenal. What I see here is the biggest issue that I've experienced in cybersecurity that we're all handling, whether it's business to consumer, business to business, or business to government, it's our identity. It's that simple. And you guys at One Cosmos have solved this dilemma. And I want to thank you for it so much.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's been great chatting with you, Gary with the G. And I can't wait to come back on again soon.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.